The UK Parliament has been rocked by another scandal, with a Conservative MP arrested on suspicion of rape and sexual assault. A major review of the work culture within the House of Commons is already underway after a series of sexual misconduct and bullying claims against politicians. UK correspondent Ollie Barrett is with us now. Ollie, kia ora, thank you for talking to us about this. These allegations, they're historical. Just run us through what exactly is alleged.
They are indeed. London police are saying, not very much detail, but what they're telling us is that a man who's aged in his 50s, and police are saying that this man is a serving MP, has been arrested on suspicion of indecent assault, sexual assault, rape, abuse of a position of trust, and misconduct in public office. Police say that the individual concerned remains in custody, and they also say that the investigation is going on. And as you say, that investigation relates to alleged offences said to have taken place between 2002 and 2009, and it is claimed that those offences took place in London. These allegations first came to light, we're told, a couple of years ago, actually, but clearly the investigation has been going on since then, and police now feel that they are in a position to arrest this man, who, as I say, remains in custody, but no charges have been brought against him yet. The Conservative Party has confirmed that they have asked this unnamed MP to stay away from Parliament while this probe continues. They say they won't be commenting any further while the investigation is ongoing, and police saying similar, that for now that's all the detail they're going to give us, but that the investigation is ongoing.
In that case, if that the case, Conservative whip is saying to stay away, is it therefore possible that this person's identity will effectively be revealed?
Indeed, very likely indeed. And whether that gets into the public domain remains to be seen, because, of course, it may well be that even MPs and parliamentary staffers who work out who this individual is don't want to name him in public. There is at least one name circulating on social media, but we've had a case recently of an MP who admitted having watched pornography in the House of Commons chamber. And before his identity was actually confirmed, there were several names circulating widely, and it turned out not to be those individuals that people had been talking about. And so there will be huge caution here, but as you say, clearly people on the parliamentary estate are going to work this out pretty quickly. And just on that idea of the Conservatives saying that this MP has been asked to stay away from Parliament for the time being, unions are actually saying the Conservatives should be going further than that. The Prospect Union is the union that represents many of the staff who work in the Houses of Parliament, and it is saying that this individual should be suspended from his job, essentially suspended from the party, not just told to stay away from Parliament. And that union is saying that if this was taking place in any other workplace, that's exactly how it would be handled.
Now, of course, there have been a series of scandals around the Conservative Party, the party of government in the UK. Also, this review into workplace culture at the House of Commons, would this seem to be it actually taking effect?
Well, it depends exactly how these allegations came to light and the individuals involved. And that's part of the reason that the Conservatives are saying they're not naming this MP. They say that's out of respect for the alleged victims here. So it may well be part of the independent complaints and grievance scheme with the ICGS, which it was reported recently was looking into dozens, over 50 MPs with regards to allegations of misconduct of one sort or another. The ICGS have actually come out since then and said that the number is far lower than that, but is still significant. And yes, you pointed to a couple of recent allegations and cases that have been proven against Conservative MPs. And so there is a reputational effect here for the Conservative Party, but also more widely for MPs and the behaviour in and around the parliamentary estate at Westminster.
Thank you very much for the update. Ollie Barrett there, our UK correspondent.